hear from the USDOE is, when we're talking about big numbers, how do you communicate that at the teacher level so that they don't feel like it's going to be punitive?
Yeah, it's a great question. So I think the challenge is when we're talking about really big information and getting lots and lots of information about our learners, you don't get it by just doing more of what we're doing now. That's the important point, because what we're doing now is would incrementally maybe get some more information, but it would do it at, you know, breaking the backs of teachers and other people that are just stretched too thin anyway. So one of the things we need to think about is, how do you really collect, how do you really get useful, you know, big information that's helpful? One of the ways is as we transition to digital learning, I can say digital, right? That wasn't one.
Yeah.
Okay. One of the ways you can transition to digital learning, there is all kinds of new information that becomes available, right? So if I'm a learner and I'm using a device of some sort and I'm participating in some sort of activity, a simulation online, interacting with other people, there's all these things that you're going to be able to start to know. How long I'm taking on one particular area, what information I'm more interested in because that's what I'm clicking on and looking at, how long it takes me to respond to certain questions, which people I'm connected with. That's all really phenomenal, useful information for helping create, you know, learning experiences that meet my needs. And so that's what we need to think about is, again, it's not just doing more of what we're doing now. And one of the things that I said yesterday that's really important is we have to remember that in the past, one of the things that we've done to teachers is we've sort of expected them to be data analysts. Teachers didn't sign up to be data analysts. They want to be teachers. And so giving them spreadsheets and expecting them to sort of figure all this out, that's crazy. That's not what we want them to do. We want to have people like you make tools that take all these huge amounts of information coming off of these digital learning environments and help tee up suggestions to make teachers more effective, to make their time more useful, and not have to put them in this position of swimming through piles and piles of data. Information. All right, I got on a roll and I just...
You were close. You were that close. Audrey, I know I'm sure you've got a lot of fans out here from Hack Education. What do you hear from them when you're either doing your podcast or your writing when it comes to what they're hearing, maybe from the USDOE or from people at that level regarding these numbers and the impact it's going to have on them and their, whether it's their creativity from an entrepreneurial standpoint or from delivering curriculum in their classroom?
I mean, one thing I would like to sort of switch the conversation around is that when we talk about the D word, it's not just numbers, right? So in a digital world, everything can be reduced to ones and zeros, if you will, whether it's a standard, so we're not just talking about standardized tests, we're not just talking about scores, we're not just talking about things that are measurable in that sort of way. I think that this includes all manners of work that students create, and I think that when we need to pay attention to the content that students are creating, the knowledge that they're creating themselves, and not have, and I think that this is very much the fear, not have this be punitive for students, not have this be punitive for teachers, not have these dashboards be surveillance tools used to sort of extract value. And I think that's the fear, extract value from students rather than help empower them to make their own smart decisions.
Rod, I mean, I guess I also think there's an opportunity here. I was responsible for schools in England for 3 years, and I'm culpable for a high-stakes accountability system, high-stakes around testing. So we had testing and tables and schools being ranked according to how well they were doing in tests, and an inspection service that inspected every school and was very data-driven, very driven by digital information. And that has created a lot of unintended consequences in terms of kids being really good at passing tests, but disengaged with their learning, with an overemphasis on kids right on the borderline of the acceptable grade. Being focused on, and those who are a long way off just being ignored. And the possibility, if we are smarter about the use of this granular digital information, to have a much smarter, fairer accountability system, is one thing that really excites me. But in order to be able to do that and start to talk about the use of that information in terms of accountability, we still have to keep the teachers on side.
And look, so one of the things that's a little bit interesting for me is it's sort of, you know, testing has sort of become this issue. You know, testing is evil, and testing is really, really important. We need to have standardized assessments. We need to know how schools, how states are performing. The problem